Bitcoin emerged in 2008 during one of history's worst financial crises, offering an alternative to traditional banking systems that had failed so many. This digital currency represents more than just a new payment method, it's a fundamental reimagining of money itself. Unlike government-controlled currencies, Bitcoin operates on a decentralized network, where transactions occur directly between users without middlemen. Think of it as digital cash that can't be counterfeited, controlled, or confiscated by any central authority. What makes Bitcoin truly fascinating isn't just its technology, but its mysterious origin story. Created by the pseudonymous Satoshi Nakamoto, who disappeared after launching his creation, Bitcoin represents something unprecedented, a financial system without a leader or controlling entity. It's as if someone anonymously invented electricity or the internet, then vanished, leaving humanity to figure out its potential. The timing of Bitcoin's birth wasn't coincidental. As banks collapsed and governments printed money to bail them out, Bitcoin offered something radically different, a currency with a fixed supply that couldn't be manipulated by political decisions. This appealed to those disillusioned with traditional financial systems that seemed designed to benefit insiders while ordinary people suffered the consequences of their failures. Throughout history, money has taken many forms: seashells, metal coins, paper bills, and now digital entries in banking systems. Bitcoin represents the next evolutionary leap, challenging our fundamental understanding of what money can be. At its core, Bitcoin functions like digital gold: scarce, divisible, and transferable, but without gold's physical limitations. You can obtain Bitcoins through three primary channels: earning them as payment, purchasing them through exchanges, or mining them by contributing computing power to maintain the network. Your Bitcoins are stored in digital wallets secured by cryptographic keys, essentially long, complex passwords that prove ownership. This system allows you to send payments as easily as emails while maintaining security through advanced mathematics rather than physical vaults. This reimagining of money parallels ancient systems like the Rai Stones of Micronesia, massive stone disks too heavy to move physically. Ownership changed through community recognition rather than physical transfer, much like Bitcoin's blockchain records ownership changes through community verification rather than physical exchange. Both systems demonstrate that money's value ultimately rests on collective agreement and record keeping. Bitcoin's most revolutionary innovation isn't the currency itself, but the underlying technology that makes it possible: the blockchain. This public ledger solves a problem that had stumped digital currency pioneers for decades: how to prevent someone from copying and spending the same digital money multiple times without relying on a central authority. Imagine a giant, transparent accounting book that everyone can see but no one can alter. Every 10 minutes, a new page, block, is added containing recent transactions, with each page referencing the previous one, creating an unbreakable chain. This design makes fraud virtually impossible. To change a past transaction, you'd need to rewrite every subsequent page while simultaneously convincing thousands of independent computers to accept your fraudulent version. Mining, the process that secures the network, ingeniously combines economic incentives with cryptographic security. Miners compete to solve complex mathematical puzzles, with winners earning the right to add the next block of transactions and receive newly created bitcoins as reward. This process serves two purposes: distributing new bitcoins into circulation, mimicking gold mining, and securing the network against fraud. When Satoshi published the Bitcoin white paper in October 2008, few recognized its significance. The first person to truly appreciate its potential was cryptographer Hal Finney, who received the first Bitcoin transaction. Gradually, a small community formed around the project, with enthusiasm growing as they recognized its revolutionary potential. The first real-world transaction occurred when programmer Laszlo Hanyecz paid 10,000 bitcoins for two pizzas, a transaction now worth hundreds of millions of dollars. This seemingly trivial event marked an important milestone. Bitcoin had transitioned from theoretical concept to actual medium of exchange with real-world value. Bitcoin's rise wasn't without controversy. The currency gained notoriety through its association with Silk Road, an online marketplace for illegal goods. While this tarnished Bitcoin's reputation, it also demonstrated its utility for censorship-resistant commerce, a double-edged sword that both helped and hindered adoption. These early years resembled the Wild West, exciting, dangerous, and filled with both visionaries and opportunists. Exchanges appeared, allowing people to buy and sell bitcoins for traditional currencies, with MTGOX becoming the dominant platform before its catastrophic collapse. Despite volatility and setbacks, the core protocol remained secure, and the community continued to grow. Bitcoin challenges state power by targeting government's monopoly on money creation. While 20th century governments shifted from commodity-backed to fiat currencies they could create freely, Bitcoin's fixed 21 million supply directly opposes this model. The power to create money, seigniorage, allows governments to tax through inflation, typically benefiting asset owners while hurting wage earners. In a Bitcoin-dominant world, governments would need to rely solely on explicit taxation and borrowing, making spending more transparent. For those under authoritarian regimes or in countries with unstable currencies, Bitcoin provides crucial protection against capital controls and hyperinflation. This has proven especially valuable in places like Venezuela, Zimbabwe, and Argentina, where government policies have destroyed local currency value. Bitcoin's most profound impact may be in expanding financial inclusion to the 1.7 billion adults worldwide who lack access to banking services. By providing banking-like services without traditional infrastructure, Bitcoin offers a pathway to financial participation for the unbanked. For migrant workers, Bitcoin enables near-instant money transfers at a fraction of traditional remittance costs, which typically charge 7 to 10% fees. This could save billions annually for vulnerable populations. In regions with unstable banking systems, Bitcoin serves as an alternative store of value, as demonstrated during the 2013 Cyprus banking crisis. Just as mobile phones allowed developing countries to bypass landline infrastructure, cryptocurrency could enable them to leapfrog traditional banking systems, accelerating economic development and reducing global inequality. As Bitcoin vies to become the future of money, several obstacles stand in its way. Price volatility remains a core challenge for everyday transactions, deterring both merchants and consumers from using it as a reliable medium of exchange. Technical constraints, particularly Bitcoin's limit of 7 transactions per second, hinder widespread adoption. While solutions like the Lightning Network are being developed, scaling remains a work in progress. The network's high energy consumption has also sparked environmental debates, though supporters maintain this cost secures a valuable monetary system. Regulatory uncertainty presents another barrier, with countries adopting vastly different approaches. This creates compliance challenges and user uncertainty in Bitcoin's borderless ecosystem. Yet Bitcoin has shown remarkable resilience in its first decade, evolving from a cryptocratic experiment to a global asset worth hundreds of billions. Whether it becomes the future of money or inspires new innovations, Bitcoin has transformed our understanding of money, value, and digital trust.